We are going to keep moving right along. The next panel is a comparison of title insurance differences between Texas and ALTA. This is an overview of the standard energy endorsements and the key differences between ALTA and Texas endorsements. We have a panel of folks. We have Elizabeth Prescott from Invenergy. Elizabeth practices real estate and construction law, most frequently handling commercial real estate transactions, including mixed use and other retail development, drafting and negotiating commercial purchase agreements and leases, and related financing opinions. Maybe I should let them all come up first. All right, they're here now. So Elizabeth is in the middle, I believe, with Invenergy. She has extensive experience serving as real estate counsel for national and global industrial clients and managing associated real estate matters, including title examinations, industrial development and related due diligence, construction and service related agreements and pipeline agreements and engineering procurement. Elizabeth was listed as a rising star by Louisiana Super Lawyers in 2012 and 2013. She earned her BBA in finance from University of West Georgia and her JD from the University of Georgia. And then we have, I think right next to me, Matthew Skalka. He serves as vice president and head of both the Houston-based Stewart Title's National Commercial Services Office and their energy group. Previously, he established Thomas's Title Energy Services Group and National Commercial Services Office, also both in Houston. With his previous role as Associate Senior Underwriting Counsel, he has acquired specialized experience with respect to commercial, energy, industrial, and international projects of varying scope and complexity. He obtained his JD from South Texas College of Law, holds an MBA from Texas A&M, and is a graduate of the University of Texas. So that's like full Texas representation.
I'm a Longhorn all the way.
Everybody has to like you. And then finally, we have Ashley Tobias, AmTrust Title. She received her BA in political science from College of Charleston and her JD from Campbell University. Ms. Tobias has worked in the title industry for over 15 years, with the last decade as a commercial escrow officer and underwriter in Houston. And do I say ALTA or do I say the letters? I asked
either
this
way.
Last year as well.
Either way.
Okay, so I will let you guys go, yeah. And if you would like to take questions, I'll take audience questions towards the end.
Thank you.
All right, so I think we have about 40 minutes with y'all today. We are delighted to be here with you to talk about the uber enthralling topic of title insurance. I know y'all are very excited. Particularly, though, we're going to talk to you today about Texas policies versus ALTA policies and how those are similar, how they are different, and just the things to sort of be looking out for when reviewing title in either scenario. As was stated earlier, I'm Elizabeth Prescott. I'm an associate general counsel with Invenergy. For those of you who may not be familiar with Invenergy, it's a global developer and operator of sustainable energy projects. I primarily work for our domestic projects, handling various site acquisition issues, which of course has me working very closely with title companies in order to ensure the projects. Of course, Matthew over here to my right, do you want to add anything,
yeah,
Matthew?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm with, I head Stewart Title's energy group in Houston. We're nationwide. We've got about almost 50 people on our team now dedicated purely to energy projects. Just real quick, pull the room. How many people here are familiar with title insurance, know what a commitment is, a pro forma, the endorsements? Okay, good, good. So it seems like the vast majority. That's good. Okay. Ashley?
And I'm Ashley Tobias. I work for AmTrust Title, probably the title company you've not heard of, but we are an active title company. We're active in all 50 states, and we also have a dedicated energy department.
All right. So a quick little overview of kind of what we're going to do today. We're going to start off talking about the similarities between Texas policies and Alta policies. We'll talk about the differences. I'm going to let Ashley and Matt cover that with you guys. And then we're going to round out the discussion by using some hypotheticals to highlight what we feel are probably the four most important issues when underwriting an energy project.